Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 106, Ministry, Serving from Overflow. Ministry was never meant to drain us. It was meant to flow from the life of Christ within us. When Jesus described the believer as one from whom rivers of living water would flow, he was revealing the true nature of ministry. He said, "Whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water," John 7:38. Ministry is not something we manufacture. It is something Christ produces. We are not the source, we are the vessel. When ministry becomes overflow, it becomes joyful, sustainable, and deeply life-giving. David understood this reality long before Jesus spoke it. In Psalm 23, he wrote, "My cup overflows." He did not say his cup was barely full or constantly running dry. He said it overflowed. Overflow is the picture of abundance. It is the picture of a life filled by God to the point that his goodness spills out into every environment. Ministry becomes natural when our cup is full. We do not serve to get filled. We serve because we are filled. We do not pour out to earn favor. We pour out because his favor has already filled us. Jesus reinforced this truth when he said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. Ministry is not accomplished by human strength. It is the fruit of abiding in Christ. When we remain in him, his life flows through us. When we disconnect from him, ministry becomes heavy and exhausting. The branch does not strain to produce fruit. It simply stays connected to the vine. Ministry works the same way. Fruitfulness is the result of connection, not effort. Serving from overflow protects us from burnout. Burnout happens when we try to give what we do not have. It happens when ministry becomes obligation instead of expression. It happens when we rely on our own strength instead of his life. Overflow eliminates burnout because overflow is not forced, it is not pressured, it is not manufactured. It is the natural result of abiding in Christ and receiving from him daily. Overflow also changes the way we see people. When we serve from scarcity, people feel like burdens. When we serve from overflow, people feel like opportunities. Scarcity makes us protective of our time, energy, and emotional capacity. Overflow makes us generous because we know the source is not us. We are not giving from our limited supply. We are giving from his unlimited life. Ministry becomes a joy rather than a weight. Serving from overflow also transforms the quality of our ministry. When we serve from effort, our words may be correct, but they lack life. When we serve from overflow, our words carry the fragrance of Christ. People sense authenticity. They sense grace. They sense love. Overflow communicates Christ more clearly than effort ever could. Ministry becomes an expression of his heart rather than a display of our discipline. Overflow is not loud. It is not dramatic. It is steady, quiet, and consistent. It is the daily life of someone who remains close to Jesus. It is the natural result of receiving his love, his grace, his wisdom, and his strength. When we live from overflow, ministry becomes sustainable. It becomes joyful. It becomes fruitful. It becomes the simple expression of Christ in us. Serving from overflow is not a technique. It is a lifestyle. It is the choice to remain connected to Christ and allow his life to fill us. When he fills us, he flows through us. Ministry becomes the overflow of his presence, his grace, and his love. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.